My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We also get an update in the real estate world from real estate expert Michael Hoag. Plus, U.S. Senator John Hoeven, Scott Stewart with Asbel North America, and an update from the Lignite Energy Council. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Kevin Travis with Rotorque.
What is it you guys are doing here? It looks like some valve work, huh?
Well, we're promoting our actuators, open and closed valves for valve control for the power industry. We also have our pneumatic damper drives. To control combustion air.
And to me, it would look like it would be useful for fracking fluids, maybe natural gas, any kind of fluid. Just talk to me about your guys' work in the energy industry.
Yeah, there's really applications in every. There's not a factory that doesn't have actuators for valves. I mean, it's very common. It can be in distilling, brewing, oil and gas, the power, steam valves. I mean, there's the applications are really limitless.
I see that you're showing somebody earlier this butterfly valve moves by remote control or automation or Bluetooth or something.
Right. Quite often these actuators are in hard to reach areas. They're up in the air or maybe underground in a spot where you can't get them. So we have what we call the remote hand station for our IQ valve or IQ actuators. And you can control them from there. You can put that near a catwalk or on the ground where easily accessible.
How much has technology changed in the last 5 years in your guys' particular industry?
Yeah, very a lot. We've developed, as I showed you, the Bluetooth. We have a remote control for our actuator, the IQ3. It goes Bluetooth. We're developing an app. It's going to be ready on iPhones and Androids sometime in the next year. Right now, you can control it from a laptop. It's got Bluetooth and hooked to your laptop, but we don't have it mobile yet.
So you'll download an app from on your phone or on your iPad or whatever it might be, and then those, just like somebody playing Farmville, they'll be able to control their oil and gas distribution, huh?
Yes, they will. That's how it'll work. Ideally, that's how it's going to work. They'll be able to get all the data. If there's any events, any issues, the torque increases because there's something plugging the valve. If there's anything like that, that'll show up. You can get an alert on your iPhone or Android. Ideally, that's how it'll work.
How many different states are you guys in?
We're all over the world, the whole world. Yeah, we got factories, probably 20 different countries.
And are you guys in like pretty much all the oil plays, I imagine, then?
Yes.
And you primarily do coal plants, you were telling me. Talk to me a little bit about that industry. What are you hearing? What are you seeing? How's it going with you?
Okay. Well, it's okay. There are a lot slated to shut down. But there are those that are going to remain. The ones that have built scrubbers, built all the pollution control. They're higher megawatt plants, and they're going to need maintenance, and they're still needed. Right now, I think we're still 50% generation of coal. I live in the Cincinnati area where almost all our generation's coal, and I believe around here in North Dakota, you would find the same. So we're still going to need to maintain and replay. These, you know, they do last a long time, but they do have a finite life.
Last stat I heard was I think 90% during the wintertime is powered by coal here in North Dakota. I mean, it's and I just talked to a guy out of Gillette 2 weeks ago. He does drug testing now because his company went bankrupt for a coal company and outside of Gillette. I didn't get the name of it, but just to kind of that is a real fear and it is a real happening, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's unfortunate for a lot of different reasons. And actually, the only reason I think it's I don't get political on this show, but when I saw that there was it went from an 11% to 44% reduction on emissions. That's unbelievable for any industry.
Yeah, the coal industry, but people don't realize how clean it is now. It's nothing like it was in the 70s and 80s. There's so much back-end pollution control equipment. There's very little getting out. So we got to keep an eye on it. Nobody wants a dirty planet, but I don't think it's near as bad as it is presented in the media.
I agree with you. In fact, 2 years ago, I wrote a story that said coal's biggest problem is Harry the Dirty Dog. That story, because that's what everybody thinks about with coal. I remember the first time I went to Pittsburgh, and Cleveland for that matter, I envisioned this dirty town. And actually, Pittsburgh is one of the nicest towns I've ever been to. Cleveland was a lot cleaner than I ever thought. You know, and Pittsburgh, like I said, Pittsburgh, wow. I was just amazed at how gorgeous that was. I guess your industry, you guys are reliant on a lot of energy, low prices, a lot of the stuff going on with coal. What are you hearing internally with your specific industry for, say, the next 5 years?
Well, I think some plants are going to continue to close. For example, I was in Detroit 2 weeks ago, and they've got many plants in that area, Detroit Edison, that they believe aren't going to run no more than a couple more years. They still have some coal. There are 3-4 plants that are going to stay open, but they're closing. They're going to close a lot. But there are some antiquated plants there anyway, and you know maybe that's not all bad. And so the ones that will be left, they'll still provide business for us. I'm comfortable with that.
Internally within your company, are you guys finding new markets opening up as some of the other ones shut down? Because you do have a very universal product, like I said, steam and oil and gas, and maybe with the new natural gas push, are you finding that maybe that industry, I know you primarily work in coal, but what are you hearing from, I guess, from some of your colleagues? Are some other industries opening as some of the other ones are closing?
Well, yeah, I get the gas will open. I mean, the generation's going to come from somewhere. So, yeah. I mean, what we call you have a steam boiler fed by a combustion turbine, a gas turbine, and that those are going to start getting built. And there will be opportunities, plenty of opportunities for actuators and valves.
All right, so we'll end it with your ideal customer and how some people can benefit from what it is you guys are promoting here.
Oh, my ideal customer would be a coal-fired boiler, antiquated controls on the overfire air and the combustion air. That needs help controlling that to contain their NOx and their pollution control.
All right, so AJ McCarron or Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
All right, thank you, sir.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit deadwoodlodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.